Lord Jesus Christ, you are the true light of the world. Give us courage, strength, and grace to build a world of justice.
Hello, my friend. This is Stan Riley, and I'm spending another wonderful night here at Mount Irenaeus, and possibly you've been with us here. I was thinking of you earlier. We cooked a meal together with a group of students who were up for a quiet overnight. And after a pretty buoyant meal, and the only sort of meal you could delight with some bright-eyed college students, we gathered after cleanup in the circle outside the House of Peace. So I welcome you right now into that circle. Again, maybe you've circled with us here or know that you're held in our circle as we, you and I, enter into this reflection, a time that we share right now, a short time, time possibly that you'll want to share with others as we take more times like this in reflection with each other. When we hold the whole world, actually, in our own hearts, it's just amazing how we can do that. And here, on a quiet night at the mountain, as we've gathered outside the house, we prepared with the help of Brother Joe Catula for a walk. Gentle, quiet, solitude walk, you might say, into our chapel above. He suggested that we take what we call the Hurley Highway, named after Father Dan Hurley, and I was blessed to be the one to step off. It's a bit of a separate walk. It takes you away from where there are lights, but tonight it's bright. The moon is out. The stars are above us on what is now a colder winter night since we've been having warm times here. And in the cool cold, I walked up the path and just enjoyed the walk up to the chapel and did as Joe invited us to before we left our circle. He said, let the path carry you. So right now I'd invite you and I to let go with any of anything that might seem like a burden or something that would have life heavy for us and just pass it over. We'll let it go to the one who carries us and let the path carry you. Carry you as it did me to our chapel tonight where candles were lit, gentle music was playing, and I was invited to take us into meditation, and I felt my presence, you, each of you, and as I mentioned to the students, the whole world, it wasn't just the pillow that was holding us, the wood on the floor was, which was harvested here years ago, and the earth underneath the chapel holding us, and the whole cosmos, all of it holding us. Not only the path that took us to the chapel. Rather than asking what is holding us now or what we're holding on to, we might, sort of let go of everything and be held. I invited the students tonight to an old phrase that struck me as I walked to the chapel, lo and behold. Lo and behold. And the great proclamation of that goes back to Christmas, and lo, the angel spoke to the shepherds. Listen. Listen to a word spoken. The silence here, the crackle of leaves under our feet when there is no snow here in the winter, the realization that Earth is here as Mother bearing us up even more than the path, but as the path now or as this moment, wherever you sit or wherever you are, that we're held. I sat with a woman, a good friend today, and just recalled that as she bears a terrible burden of illness, but a brightness of love for her children, that as she has held so many, and possibly you have as well to be held now, behold, see, realize, experience. It's more than just seeing, but it's beholding that we are beheld, that we are held by a great being. And as we walk, maybe not to our chapel, but as I did tonight, in a sense, holding you or being held by the one that holds all of us, you might be carrying much. And I'm not saying get rid of it. I'm saying, that great invitation to let it all be held. It's not easy to give things over or let go of things. So let the great one hold them and be held. Lo, listen. Behold, see. Someone holds us now. It was into solitude that we were going tonight and quiet, and so if I could offer you a poem from Thomas Merton, I've been encouraged to reflect on here sometimes, and this is from his collected poems, and it's striking. It's Song, If You Seek. If you seek, a heavenly light, I, solitude, am your professor. I go before you into emptiness. Rise, strange suns, for your new mornings, and opening the windows, your innermost apartment. When I, loneliness, give you a special signal, follow my silence, follow where I beckon. Fear not, little beast with a spirit. Thou word and animal, I, solitude, am angel, and have prayed in your name. Look at the empty, wealthy night, the pilgrim moon. I am the appointed hour, the now that cuts time like a blade. I am the unexpected flash, beyond yes, beyond no, the forerunner of the word of God. Follow my ways, and I will lead you to golden-haired suns, logos and music, blameless joys, innocence of questions, and beyond answers. For I, solitude, am thine own self. I, nothingness, am thy all. I, silence, am thy. Amen. You and I might remember that the word amen means an affirmation, a yes, a great yes. And I think the greatest yes is rise up. In these quiet moments, in places when we know we are held, and when one is listening to us, to your heart now, wherever you are. However you experience this time, everything is held. And so we take a moment like this now, and thanks for taking time with me to be held and behold, to see beyond seeing, to be in that quiet, dark place where one holds us and loves us into silence, where all of our cries and laughters go and are known and are loved. It's a quiet night on the mountain, thanks to the kindness of these good students who came here buoyant and also burdened, but now have gone off to their own cabins or rooms. And as many others have, and you possibly help us too, I thank you, and I ask you to pray with me for others who treasure quiet. Help us have silence and solitude here. And we understand a poem that says to you and me now, in the darkness of the night, there are many bright golden-haired suns promised us. May that be your light soon, now, and each day. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing this time of reflection. This is Dan Reilly, and I send you the love and peace and light of a quiet mountain in a bright moonlight in the darkness of this day.
There is a light that can overcome the darkness. There is no darkness that can overcome the light. There is a light that can overcome the darkness. There is no darkness that can overcome the light.